force yourself or someone force you to drink or to eat something that you don't like.
可能是那个东西对我们很有帮助，我们必须要强迫自己去吃。
And maybe that is something that will benefit us. Therefore, we must force ourselves to take it.
所以我想我们都有那个难以吞咽的经验。
So I believe all of us have that experience when it's hard for us to swallow something.
有一些东西对我们来讲真的那个味道是很奇怪的。
Sometimes some things really taste and smell weird to us.
有时候是因为我们知道那个东西是用什么做的让我们难以吞咽。
Sometimes it is hard for us to swallow it because we know what it was made of.
有时候身体有病痛的时候也常常会有这样的难以吞咽的情形。
Sometimes we experience this when we have illness or sickness.
一个生病当中的人更需要营养的补充。
Because one that is sick, they need nutritious things.
但是一个病痛当中的人，他特别没有胃口。
But then everything tastes tasteless to a sick person.
所以常常旁边的人要鼓励我们吃，我们自己也要勉强自己吃。
And oftentimes the people around a sick person must encourage that person to eat, and sometimes that person have to force himself to swallow something.
那一个吃的过程就常常是一个难以吞咽的过程。
And that eating experience is not a very good experience, and it's hard for him to swallow.
那这样的感觉也常常被我们用在生活当中。
And that kind of feeling oftentimes we experience in our life.
有时候我们对某些事情或某些人我们也会用这样来形容说我难以吞咽。
Sometimes we might use the expression, it's hard for me to swallow to describe a certain person or certain things that happen in our life.
对我们来讲有一些很不好相处的人我们会觉得说很难以吞咽。
And sometimes it's hard for us to swallow something from someone who is hard for us to get along with.
有一些人我们觉得他不值得我们尊重的时候，我们也会觉得这个人难以吞咽。
Sometimes we experience this when we feel the other person does not deserve our respect.
尤其是我们需要被这样的人来带领我们，或者我们要听他的指示。
Or sometimes this kind of type of person might even have to lead us, or we might have to listen to that person tell us what to do.
所以很有可能这是我们工作上的主管。
So very most likely these might be our supervisor at work.
有时候这可能是学校里头我们某一个科目的老师。
Or a teacher of a certain subject at school.
甚至很有可能这是我们在家中的父母亲。
Or it might be our parents and our own family.
或者在我们所认识的这个认识的这个长辈当中的一个。
Or it's just one of the elderly people that we know.
当我们遇到这种难以吞咽的时候我们也曾经或者正想怎么来处理。
When things are hard for us to swallow, sometimes we would think how we should handle it.
如果我们个性很强的话，我们可能想要反抗，想要回嘴。
If you are a type with strong personalities, a lot of time you were thinking about being rebellious or just talk back.
如果我们是一个很有理性的人我们可能想要坦白地告诉对方我们的看法，我们的感受。
If you are a very logical person or logical type, you might try to explain how you feel and what you feel to the other person.
如果我们是一个很热心的人我们可能会想要给对方给他一些建议。
If we are a very fervent person, we might want to give some suggestions to this person.
到底我们要用什么方法呢？
So which way should we use?
那我们一起来来先来看看几个这个几个这个做法跟观念。
So let us look at a few examples and a few concepts.
或许我们可以先从相反的方向来看。
Maybe we should look at this matter from a totally opposite perspective.
如果今天这一个对你来讲是 很权威的这一个人呢、啊，他又是你很敬重的人。
If this person with authority is also someone you respect a lot,
啊，我想我们是很乐意的来听他给我们的指示。
I think that we will be very willing to listen to the instructions.
啊，甚至我们会很迅速的、很快的来完成他对他给我们的交代。
And we will probably be very swift and quick in accomplishing the task.
啊，甚至我们会很主动的、很努力的来做一些事情，来得到他的注意。
We will put all effort and be very proactive to get this person's attention.
我们请参考撒母耳记下二十三章。
Let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 23.
Samuel 记下二十三章十三节。
Second Samuel 23 verse 13。
收割的时候，有三十个勇士中的三个人下到亚杜兰洞见大卫。非利士的精兵在利华因谷安营。
13. During harvest time, three of the 30 chief men came down to David at the cave of Adullam, which a band of Philistines were encamped in the valley of Rephaim. 14.
那时大卫在山寨，非利士人的皇营在伯利恒。
At that time, David was in the stronghold and the Philistine garrison was at Bethlehem.
15. 大卫可想说，甚愿有人将伯利恒城门旁井里的水打来给我喝。
15. David longed for water and said, Oh, that someone would get me a drink of water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem.
16. 节这三个勇士就闯过非利士人的营盘，从伯利恒城旁的井里打水，拿来给大卫，他却不肯喝，将水奠在主面前。
16. So the three mighty men broke through the Philistines' line, drew water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem and carried it back to David, but he refused to drink it. Instead, he poured it out before the Lord.
这里说到这个大卫啊，他在亚杜兰洞。
Here it says David was at the cave of Adullam.
他们的敌人非利士人啊，他们是安营在伯利恒。
And their enemy, the Philistines, was at Bethlehem.
我们知道这个伯利恒、啊、是大卫的 出生地，他的故乡。
We know that Bethlehem was the town of David, that was where he was born.
所以、啊、他对那个地方非常的熟悉。
So he was very familiar with the place.、
在这个时候、啊、他突然想到说这个伯利恒这个城门旁边那个井里的水 他突然想到说那个水、啊、非常的甘甜。
At that moment, he thought about the water from the well near the gate of Bethlehem, and the water was so sweet.
他心里想要喝那里的水，而且他也说出来了。
And therefore, he longed to drink from that well, and he also said it out loud.
那这是一件不太可能的事情。
But that was kind of an impossible mission.
因为非利士人在那个地方安营。
Because the Philistines encamped at that place.
那也没有人说为了要喝啊，喝那个井里的水啊，就来引发战争。
And no one would evoke a battle just because they want to drink water from a well.
那当然，大卫啊，他也不会命令人说你到那里拿水来给我喝。
Of course, David would never instructed any of his men to go and fetch that water for him.
因为那个地方现在是被敌人所占据。
Because that place was seized by the enemy.
但是大卫啊，他是一个他的部下啊，所尊敬、所爱戴啊的一个领袖。
But David was a leader who was highly respected by his superior.
虽然
subordinates.
虽然如果要去拿水啊，是一件很危险的事情。
So even though fetching the water was something that's very dangerous.
但是有三个勇士啊，他们真的跑到伯利恒城的城门的那口井啊，去拿水，拿到大卫的面前。
So three of his mighty men really did go to the well near the gate of Bethlehem and fetch the water for him.
因为大卫啊，是他们所敬重爱戴的人。
Because David was someone they respected and loved.
但是让我们 会很惊讶的是，如果今天换另外一个人。
And but what was surprising to us if today this was someone else?
哦，如果今天不是大卫说，我很想喝那口井里的水。
If it wasn't David who said I really liked to drink from that well.
那我们都知道啊，那个结果一定是不一样的。
We know that the ending will be different.
啊，今天我们常常也是这个样子。
Today we often do the same.
啊，这个只因为这个人是我不喜欢的。
Just because this person was someone I dislike.
哦，只因为这个人，我对他有一些的成见。
Just because this, I have some prejudice against this person.
哦，当我们不喜欢一个人的时候，我们总是可以找出100个以上的理由。
When we do not like someone, we can find a million reasons not to like.
啊，但是所有的这些理由啊，真的把它想起来，它很重要吗？
But if we were to think about all the reasons or excuses that we came up with, do they really that important?
哦，常常这就是为什么我们有时候对人呢、啊、会觉得说很难以吞咽。
That is the reason why sometimes we feels like things is hard to swallow when it comes to certain piece of people.
我们请看罗马书十三章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章第一节。
Romans 13, verse 1.
第一节，在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，管掌权的都是神所命的。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.
啊，保罗要这个在罗马的这些信徒啊，要他们啊要顺服这个政府。
Paul encouraged the believers in Rome to submit themselves to governing authorities.
啊，其实当时的基督徒面对着多方面的这个逼迫。
Christians at the time they face persecutions in many aspects.
啊，他们有来自于犹太社会的逼迫。
They were persecuted by the Jews.
啊，他们有来自于社会上这些异教徒的。
They were persecuted by different religions or religious leaders.
啊，演变到后来，甚至有从政府来的罗马帝国来的逼迫。
And at the end, they were even persecuted by the government, which is the Roman Empire.
啊，尤其是这些弟兄姐妹是住在罗马，啊，更是要面对着罗马政府的逼迫。
Especially those that live in Rome, they furthermore will be persecuted by the government.
啊，所以这个应该是这些信徒在生活当中一件难以吞咽的事情。
So this is something that's hard to swallow for the believers at the time.
啊，他们是过着爱神爱人的生活。
Because they were living their life loving God and loving men.
啊，他们是非常尽本分的啊，很勤劳的在工作。
They carry out their duty. They work diligently.
啊，但是他们却常常要遭受到政府这个从政府来给他们的一些责难啊逼迫。
But yet they face so many difficulties and persecutions coming from the government and authorities.
啊，但是保罗却教导他们说，你们要顺服那在上的掌权的。
But Paul taught them that they must submit themselves to the governing authorities.
那这个重点呢、啊，在于那个啊。尊重
，The emphasis is on respecting.
啊，尊重他们的权柄也是来自于神。
To respect that their authorities also comes from God.
啊，而不是同意或者妥协他们要求要做的事情。
But it's not to condone or to compromise the things that they ask the believers to do.
哦，如果所要求的事情是不合乎道理的，是不能够照着去做的。
If the things that they were asked to do is against the truth or it is something that they shouldn't do.
啊，所以尊重不等于妥协。
And they shouldn't do it. Therefore, to respect something does not, is not the same as compromising or condoning something.
啊，就好像但以理书里头，但以理跟他的三个朋友。
This is in the book of Daniel with the story of Daniel and his three friends.
当他们在巴比伦帝国里头啊，他们是很尊敬很尊重这个掌权的巴比伦王。
And when they were in Babylon, they respect the authority there, which is the king of Babylonian.
啊，甚至他们能够非常尽力的、忠心的来服侍这个巴比伦王。
And they did all they could with all their heart. They served the king of Babylon.
哦，但是当这个王命令他们要这个跪拜金像的时候，啊，他们不能够妥协。
But when the king told them to bow down to the golden image or the idol, they did not compromise.
啊，是的，在生活当中，我们总是会遇到一些啊，让我们难以吞咽的人或者事情。
In our life, we often encounter things that are hard for us to swallow, or a person that is hard to deal with.
啊，我们如何去面对呢？
How should we handle it?
我们请参考罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18.
我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us.
啊，在保罗的生活当中，啊，他常常有苦楚的事情。
In Paul's life, he has a lot of sufferings.
啊，这些苦楚的事情来自于人，啊，或者所遭遇到的事情。
The source of his sufferings comes from other people or things that he encountered.
啊，所以保罗他也遭遇到这些难以吞咽的事情。
And so Paul also encountered a lot of things that is hard for him to swallow.
啊，但是在这里保罗啊，他给我们一个很好的观念。
But here Paul teaches a very important lesson.
啊，他提到的是地上的事情其实都是短暂的。
He mentions that the things of, that we encounter in this world is very is only short term or temporary.
哦，虽然有时候它的时间好像很长。
Though sometimes we feel that the time period is very long.
哦，但是再怎么长啊，也就是顶多就是我们活在世界上的这段时日。
But no matter how long we feel it is only limited to our lifetime.
哦，所以保罗啊，他就能够将很多的事情他能够吞咽下去。
Therefore, this fact made Paul able to swallow a lot of the sufferings, a lot of hard things.
啊，比起将来永远的荣耀，现在的一切他只是短暂的。
Because comparing with the glory that he will receive, all the things that he experiencing now is only temporary.
再请看罗马书十三章。
Yes, turn to Romans chapter 13.
罗马书十三章第七节。
Romans 13 verse 7.
啊，我们先念啊第四节。
Let's first read verse 4.
第四节，因为他是神的用人，是与你有益的。你若作恶，切当惧怕，因为他不是空空的佩剑，他是神的用人，是深渊的，刑罚那作恶的。
For he is God's servant to do you good, but if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He is God's servant, an agent of wrath, to bring punishment on the wrongdoer.
啊，为什么保罗告诉弟兄姐妹说要顺服那个掌权的？
Why did Paul tell the brothers and sisters to submit themselves to authorities?
哦，一方面，因为那个权柄是来自于神。
On one hand, it's because the authority comes from God.
那第四节告诉我们说，我们是要尊重他们所扮演的角色。
And in verse 4, it is told us to respect the roles that they are carrying.
哦，一般来讲啊，每一个人都会很努力的去扮演他的角色。
And normally, everyone will carry out their roles.
啊，所以在这里，保罗说啊，他们不是空空的佩剑。
So here Paul said that they did not bear the sword for nothing.
哦，既然他们啊，这里所提到的是这些政府、这些掌权的人，那他们通常会以他们的权柄来维持这个整个社会的秩序。
And here Paul mentioned the authorities. They will use their authorities to maintain the order in the society.
哦，那所以保罗说，我们要尊重他们所扮演的角色。
Therefore, Paul here encouraged them to respect the roles that they are carrying.
哦，那为什么会常常让我们觉得说难以吞咽？
But why is it that sometimes we still feels that things are hard to swallow?
哦，因为让我们常常觉得说这些执行法令的人啊，自己本身并不一定遵守法令。
Because we feel that those that were posed on judgment, sometimes they don't obey the law themselves.
哦，常常给我们指示的人啊，他不一定会照他所说的去在行事为人。
Those people who instruct us, we oftentimes feel that they did not do as they say.
哦，但是他们为什么会这样来指示我们
？But why? So why should they come and tell us what to do?
啊，因为他很努力的在扮演着他的角色。
Because they have a role to do, they have a role to carry out.
我想起小时候的一个故事。
I remember a story when I was little.
啊，所以有一次啊，在海滩呢、啊。啊，有一只螃蟹妈妈看着一群小螃蟹在沙滩上走路。
And so, there's a mother crab on the beach, and she was looking at the baby crabs walking around.
啊，这个螃蟹妈妈大声的吼叫着，不断的吼叫着，直走直走，不可以横着走，不可以横着走。
And so the mom tell the children to walk straight, don't walk sideways.
啊，其实螃蟹妈妈自己呢是横着走。
But the mother crab herself walk sideways.
哦，我们人常常是这样子。
A lot of time we are just like that.
哦，一个人他占有某一个地位或者角色，通常他是会很努力的要来扮演好他的那个角色。
When someone was at a status or at a position, usually that person will do everything in his power to carry out that role.
啊，如果从这个角度来看呢、啊，那我们应该是可以去尊重这一个人啊，是可以吞咽得下去的。
And if we see it from that perspective, then we should respect this person, and we should be able to take whatever it is that is coming from him.
再请看罗马书十三章的第七节。
Let's turn to Romans 13, verse 7.
啊，凡人所当得的就给他，当得粮的给他纳粮，当得税的给他上税，当惧怕的惧怕他，当恭敬的恭敬他。
Give everyone what you owe him. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor.
啊，这里所提到的这些事情啊，有时候我们啊是有一点迟疑，是不是要照着做
？Things that were mentioned here, sometimes we hesitate whether or not we should do as accordingly.
啊，同样的，保罗说我们应当做。
But on the same token, Paul said we should pay it.
啊，有时候我们真的是需要。啊，跟对方来沟通一下，甚至给他一些建议。
Sometimes we need to communicate with this person and give some suggestions.
啊，不一定总是啊容忍啊，常常我们也是应该表示一下我们的看法，我们的意见。
Not necessarily that we keep silence and endure all the time. Sometimes we need to say our suggestions and also state our feelings.
尤其当我们考虑到前提的时候。
Especially when we are looking at the bigger picture.
啊，但是在进行这个沟通的时候，啊，我们要这个抓住那个重点。
But while we were communicating, we need to hold on to a few principles.
哦，我们不用去为小的事情在那边斤斤计较。
We should not sweat the small stuff.
比如说对某人的某一句话或某一些话，不用，有时候不用太计较。
For example, we should not care too much on every little words that certain someone said.
哦，比如说有一群小孩子在那边很吵杂。
For example, there were a bunch of kids making noises.
啊，有人可能说这些孩子真没有教养。
Some people might say these kids lack manners.
哦，有人可能会这样讲说这些孩子真顽皮。
Some people would say these kids are very naughty.
哦，那有人可能会这样讲这一群孩子真活泼。
And someone else might say these are very active kids.
哦，其实同样的那一群孩子。
But they, these are the same crowd or the same group of kids.
哦，但是一时说所说出来的形容啊，给人的感受是会完全的不一样。
But the words that were used to describe them may give a different feeling to those that hear it.
哦，事实上，那一群孩子很吵杂。
In the fact was those kids were making noises.
哦，但是我们如果很在意说，你怎么可以说这群孩子很没有教养？
But if you were to take it too seriously, you would say, how come you say these kids lack manners?
哦，其实我们知道说他只是一时说出来，其实这些孩子他们是很活泼，因为他们是很健康的，很活泼的。
And that person may be just saying it without thinking, and these kids are an active and healthy kids.
我们在沟通在建议的时候，我们要挑重点。
And when we are communicating, we need to say the emphasis or the focus.
而且这个事情要跟最好是跟全体有关。
And the things that we say should be related to the whole picture.
我们请看《列王记下》第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下五章十三节。
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 13.
十三节，他的仆人进前来对他说：“我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？何况说你去沐浴而得洁净呢？”
Naaman's servant went to him and said, "My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great thing, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed?"
啊，这里这个乃曼元帅啊，他发怒了。
Here Naaman was angry.
啊，一个大将军发怒了，他就成为一个别人很难以去吞咽的人。
And when a commander of an army was angry, he becomes someone that is hard to swallow.
哦，最好啊，就是不跟他讲什么，随他去了。
It's better to leave him alone and don't talk to him.
啊，这时候的乃曼啊，他是准备啊，回亚兰国去。
And Naaman at this point was ready to go back to Aram.
哦，他来到以色列地的目的还没有达成。
He hasn't fulfilled or accomplished the goal in which he came all the way to the land of Israel.
哦，他带了很多礼物，他老远的来到以色列地。
He brought a lot of gifts. He came from very far to the land of Israel.
哦，为了就是希望他的麻风病能够得着医治。
What he wished is for his leprosy to be healed.
哦，他是很诚心的，带着很大的期望来到以色列地。
He was very sincere. He came with great expectation.
啊，但是现在他不但麻风没有得到医治，而且他发怒。
But now he not only that his illness wasn't healed, he was even provoked.
啊，其实这时候的乃曼啊，他是很不合理的。
And at this point, Naaman was being very unreasonable.
哦，因为先知也有告诉他得医治的方法。
The prophet had told him how he could be healed.
哦，只是他不愿意照着做。
But yet he refused to do accordingly.
哦，因为先知给他的方法跟他自己想象的方法不一样。
Because the way the prophet told him was not the same as what he thought in his mind.
哦，当然先知的方法才是最好的方法。
Of course, the way of the prophet is the best way.
哦，这也是他来到以色列地的原因。
And that was the reason why he came all the way to the land of Israel.
哦，所以他的发怒是不合理的。
And therefore, he has no right to get angry.
那如果他真的回去了？
But if he did turn back and go back to Aram,
哦，这个亚兰王看乃曼元帅麻风没有得到医治。
The king of Aram were to see that his commander wasn't healed.
啊，这个又看乃曼元帅是这样愤怒的回来。
And he saw that this man was coming back, and he was very angry.
很快的，亚兰人一定又来攻打以色列人。
And the people of Aram will once again send their troops to attack Israel.
哦，战争总是一件两方面都会有损伤的一件事情。
And war is something that will cause casualty on both sides.
哦，如果能够没有战争，这是最好的。
It is the best way is not to have war at all.
啊，所以这一个人在这个时候，他针对这件事情，他站出来。
And therefore, this servant girl, she stepped up, and she said something about this.
啊，因为这个是关乎两个国家的老百姓的啊的这个生活跟幸福。
Because this has a lot to do with the happiness of the people of both kingdoms.
哦，他没有提其他的事情，他就抓住这个重点。
She did not say anything else, but she only talked about what's most important.
哦，他没有说你这样生气不合理。
She didn't say that Naaman was unreasonable by being angry.
他只是强调说，你来这里不是就是为了要得医治吗？
She only asked him, "Didn't you come for healing?"
哦，在困难的事情，只要能够得医治，你不是都愿意做吗？
Wouldn't you be willing to do even some great things, some more difficult things?
哇，结果乃曼他就明白过来了。
And so Naaman was understood.
啊，是的，在我们生活当中，我们难免会遇到一些难以吞咽的事情。
Yes, in our life, a lot of time we will encounter things that are hard for us to swallow.
啊，其实生活当中的每一个情况啊，都能够成为一个很好的学习。
And in everything that we see in our life, it is a very good learning experience for us.
也常常在人生最不理想的时候。却给我们得到最宝贵的功课。
A lot of times when our life wasn't at the very ideal place, that is the best time for us to receive a good teaching from it.
让我们得到一个最好的学习。
So that we have learned our lesson.
我们请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书四章十一节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 11.
十一节，我并不是因为缺乏说这话，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。
I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances.
啊，保罗他也是常常遇到难以吞咽的人或者事情。
Paul is someone who often encounter things or people that are hard to swallow.
啊，但是这些不好的遭遇却成为他一个很宝贵的学习的机会。
But these bad encounters have oftentimes served as a good opportunity for him to learn.
常常借着所遭遇的事情啊，让我们更加的认识我们自己。
And a lot of times through things that we encounter makes us learn a lot about ourselves.
啊，尤其在遇到这种难以吞咽的事情。
Especially when we encounter things that are hard for to swallow.
我们才真的发现，我们真的是一个很有弹性的人吗？
And you will see whether or not you are a flexible person.
啊，我们才真的发现，我们真的是一个很有耐心的人吗？
Then you'll find out whether you're a patient person.
我们才能够发现说，啊，我们是不是真的是一个很有创意的人
？Or maybe you are very creative.
啊，我们才能够发现说，我们爱的程度到哪里
？And you will find out how far is your love.
啊，至少啊，我们能够得到一个学习，就是将来或许我也会成为啊，我也会啊，将来我不会有相同的这个错误。
And at the very least, we learn that we will not make the same mistake.
哦，因为所谓的角色，人生活当中的角色是常常会改变的。
Because the roles that we carry in this world, oftentimes it will change.
哦，今天我们听人的指示，可能有一天变成我们要指示别人。
Today we might listen to others' instruction, but one day we will instruct others.
哦，今天。我们讨厌那个指示我们的人，将来我们不留意的话，我们也会成为一个被讨厌的那个有权柄的人。
Today we hate those that give us instruction, but one day if we are not careful, we will become someone that people hate because we give them instructions.
那通常我们觉得难以吞咽，其他的很多人，他们也一定有这样的感觉。
And for the things that we feel is hard for swallow, sometimes other people have the same feeling.
那我们一个基督徒，这是一个做和平使者的好机会。
And as a Christians, this is the good opportunity for us to be the messenger of peace.
哦，当人觉得难以吞咽的时候，通常的反应就是要啊，这个要反抗啊，要理论。
And when you feel things are hard to swallow, a very natural way that you will take is to rebel or to argue.
我常常在这个时候啊，会有一些不和睦、争论、争执的事情。
And a lot of time during this type of things, you will see conflicts or disagreements and arguments.
啊，主耶稣要我们成为一个使人和睦的人。
The Lord Jesus Christ wants us to be someone who is at peace with others.
啊，一个 peacemaker.
A peacemaker.
哦，那通常这是一个好的机会。
And these are very good opportunities.
啊，这个让人难以吞咽的人，其实啊，他本身也承担了很大的压力。
And the person who causes others hard to swallow, sometimes they themselves has a lot of pressure.
就好像说欺压人的，其实呢，他所承受的压力是更大的。
Just like the one who oppress others, they themselves have experienced greater pressure.
所以那个让人难以吞咽的那个对象啊，其实常常是也很值得我们来怜悯他的。
And so the person who causes us to hard to swallow, sometimes that person, that person is someone we should show our mercy.
那也常常在这样的啊这样的境况里头，我们才能够发挥这个光跟盐的功效来。
And a lot of time during these type of circumstances is where we can shine our light and be the salt.
啊，遇到难以吞咽的事情，常常是会让我们更亲近神。
When we encounter things that are hard to swallow, oftentimes it draws us closer to God.
啊，让我们更明白神的教训。
So we might understand His teachings better.
啊，让我们能够被塑造成为一个更成熟的基督徒。
So that we might be molded into a mature Christian.
哦，让我们更长进、更伟大。
So that we can grow in our faith and we become greater.
对大卫来讲，扫罗就是一个令他难以吞咽的人。
To David, Saul was someone that's hard for him to swallow.
哦，但是在大卫跟扫罗相处的这一段时间里头，大卫写了多少感人的诗
？But when he was encountering his life with Saul, David have wrote a lot of moving psalms.
哦，那一些诗，我们从那一些诗我们看到。他跟神是那么的亲近。
From his David's psalm, we can see how close David was to God.
从那些诗里头，我们看他在成长，在更加的变得更加的成熟。
From his psalms, we can see how David have developed and becomes more mature.
在遇到难以吞咽的事情的时候啊，我们可以求神赐给我们智慧跟耐心。
When we encountering things that are hard to swallow, we can ask God to give us patience and love.
就好像丹尼里跟他三个朋友，他们在巴比伦的王宫里头。
Just as Daniel and his three friends when they were in the palace of the Babylonian.
啊，他们遇到的是那个他们不能够吃啊，难以吞咽的食物。
And what they encounter is the things that are hard for them to swallow because those things they could not eat.
哦，那这些食物是跟人有关系。
And this type of food have to do with the people around them.
啊，但是靠着神给他们的智慧跟耐心，啊，他们却能够度过。
But through the wisdom and the patience that come from God, they were able to go through the days.
啊，我突然想到说。有一个东西是啊，不是一般人可以吞得下去的。
I suddenly remember one thing that is oftentimes hard for one to swallow.
啊，我们都看过那个吞剑的那个特技表演。
We often have seen the acrobat of someone swallowing a sword.
啊，我想这个是啊难以吞咽的，是很少人能够吞 把剑吞进去的。
And I think maybe a very few people in this world could actually do that stunt.
啊，这些人的表演呢，他们为什么能够把剑吞下去
？And how would these people were able to swallow a sword?
啊，当然，他们在表演的时候，他们要非常的专心。
Of course, they need to be very focused when they're performing this.
还有一个很重要的事情啊，他们要啊放松自己。
And one of a very important things for them to do is they need to relax.
当他很把自己很放松的时候，那个剑他可以吞进去。
When they were relaxed their muscles, they were able to swallow the sword.
啊，所以我们靠着神啊，求神让我们对生活当中很多的事情，我们可以因为他给我们的平安。我们可以去面对啊，就放松的啊，在他里头这样子有安息的啊来面对。
So through God and through His peace that He has given us, we will be able to be relaxed in our life when we encounter all these difficulties and all these things surrounding us.
啊，有时候真的是因为缺少对主耶稣的依靠。我们变得非常的紧张。
And sometimes we become very anxious because we did not rely fully on God.
我们不能够很专心，非常的烦躁。
We weren't able to focus, and then we will get very anxious.
所以就真的成为是难以吞咽。
And then those things will become things that are hard for us to swallow.
那如果在生活当中，我们真的遇到的是啊，很让我们尊敬的、敬爱的。带领人，那也是一个很大的福气。
And in our life, if we encounter someone that we truly respect, or leaders that we truly love,
那我们也应当对他们表达谢意。
That was the greatest blessings, and we need to show our gratefulness to them.
比如说我们的父母亲真的是那么的好，我们在言谈当中啊，常常。对我们的父母亲来表达我们的谢意。
For example, if you have a very good parents, then you need to convey to them, how you are very grateful to have such good parents.
那很多的时候，我们要想到说难以吞咽啊，但是我们去面对啊，因为我们所做的一切是为了主耶稣。
And sometimes we need to think for all the things that are hard to swallow. Sometimes we need to take it in.Because it is for the sake of Christ.
所以耶利米先知对那些被掳的人说，要为你所在的那个城市、那个国家来求平安。
And so, Prophet Jeremiah told the people on the exiles that you need to pray, and pray for peace for that kingdom and that city that you lived in.
主耶稣告诉我们说，该撒的物就归给该撒，神的物归给神。
Jesus Christ told us that what is due to Caesar, give it to Caesar. What it is that belongs to God, give it to God.
这样的一个原则也帮助我们去面对着难以吞咽的事情。
This is also principles that will help us to handle the things that are hard to swallow.
我们一起唱诗435首。
Let us sing hymn 435.